向門徒所在的地方，因為怕猶太人門戶都關著。耶穌來了，站在中間對他們說，願你們平安。說了這話，便不守和勒旁指給他們看。門徒見了主，便喜歡起來。耶穌又對他們說，願你們平安，就如父派遣了我，我也同樣派遣你們。說了這話，就向他們虛了一口氣，說，你們領受聖神吧。你們赦免誰的罪，誰的罪就得赦免；你們保留誰的罪，誰的罪就被保留。十二人中的一個號稱迪迪摩的多默，當耶穌來時，他沒有和他們在一起。其他門徒向他說，我們看見了主。但多默對他說，除非我看見他手上的釘孔，用我的指頭探入釘孔，用我的手探入他的肋旁，我決不信。白天以後，耶穌的門徒又在屋裡，多默又和他們在一起，門戶關著。耶穌來了，站在中間說，願你們平安。然後對多默說，把你的指頭伸到這裡來，看看我的手吧，並伸過你的手來，探入我的肋旁。不要做無信德的人，但要做一個有信德的人。多默回答說，我主，我天主。耶穌對他說，因為你看見了我才相信嗎？那些沒有看見而相信的才是有福的。耶穌在門徒前還行了許多其他神蹟，沒有記在這部書上。這些所記錄的是為叫你們信耶穌是麥西亞天主子，並使你們信的人拿他的名獲得永生。On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, Peace be with you. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me,So I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained. Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, We have seen the Lord. But he said to them,Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas,Put a finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe. Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord, my God. Jesus said to him, Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. Now Jesus did.Many are the signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Hallelujah.Hallelujah, Hallelujah. This is my fourth homily today, the fourth mass. No, I mean from yesterday. I got two masses last night, and this is the second mass today. I enjoy very much because I know Jesus like that we celebrate his feast. So it's my joy, although not tired. I'm not sure where you are tired of my voice, my homily, because, you know, if the fourth time, many things are repeated. Perhaps already you have heard something, or now or tomorrow, or yesterday. So, but there's one point I want to share. I was wondering why Jesus chose the second Sunday of Easter to be his feast day, the feast day of the divine mercy. I think it's not from divine inspiration, but I think he chose today because the reading is so adaptable to the meaning of mercy. You know, the first time he met his disciples, now one died already, you know, Judas died. Another 11, only John stayed with him until the end. All the rest, the 10, gone with the wind. Don't know where. They're hiding themselves. You can imagine when Jesus comes to appear to them, they feel joy, of course. On the other hand, it's a sorrowful experience because the day before, they don't want to see him anymore. Even they don't want to see him, but Jesus wants to see them. Sometimes we want to go away, but Jesus will never go away, right? Last week, there are two disciples. Jesus goes for Emmaus, but Jesus still takes his route, stop them, and talk to them, teach them. Broke the bread, and they recognize him. And that's why they experience how come our heart is so warm all the trip. Jesus is there. Although they don't recognize, but mercy of Jesus is immeasurable. Kind of think of it. So first of all, today, we thank Jesus that he really looked after us. He follows us, although we say we follow him. Although we say we are his follower, but I think he is our follower. He's the one who follows us. Is it beautiful? Take all the opportunities to keep yourself close to him. So today the gospel is a time of penitence, of confession. Say sorry to Jesus, right? All the 10, I think they all say sorry. Jesus talked to them person by person. Surely all of them say, sorry, Jesus, I didn't follow you until the end, except John. Jesus forgiving. Grieve to them. Receive the Holy Spirit. Whatever you forgive is forgiven. Whatever you take. So this is the give them back the ministry of the apostle. Although they betrayed him in a certain sense. But with real confession, with contrite heart, Jesus always say, no problem. You too. If you have been long time haven't been confession, Father Sergio is there. He's a holy man. He take my place many times. Today, the gospel really the experience of a confession. Before Jesus, be humble, say sorry, and Jesus will send you back. Go to the world in my name, bless people in my name. So, is it beautiful? This is mercy. Mercy doesn't mean powerful. Mercy means you participate in his love. Forgive yourself also, other people, so that you will be
forgiven.
Do this. So Jesus says, I give a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. The way he loved us. Unconditional. We've always been the first one to love. Whenever you do this, we share his mission. That's how we celebrate, real celebration of daily celebration of divine mercy. He is merciful to you, towards you. You have to be merciful to others. Finish. If you're not merciful, this is a superstition to come to church. It's a superstition. You thought you do something, you pray something, and then you'll be changed. If you don't follow him, if you don't carry a cross, never. So today, as if the first day you meet Jesus, and if he's the first time he come to you, for all your life, many bad things happened. Sorry, Jesus, I didn't follow you at the end until the Calvary. I escaped. But Jesus says, my friend, I'm with you. Peace be with you. Go ahead. 今天我们第四次开慈悲耶稣来晒，感谢主啊！真系本来昨晚系一台啫，咁啱啊！陈神父出去参加过一个圣神父嘅礼节，咁所以佢又唔嚟得。咁啊，多谢佢俾机会我开多台。昨晚黑咁啊，一中一英，咁啊，今日晏昼又系一中一英，咁都系好好机会，让我能够。在慈悲耶稣面前呢，我今朝都十一点钟呢，各台弥撒都讲过，我好对唔住耶稣，慈悲耶稣嘅。喺大约十年前呢，应该十年前应该2001年啦，啱啱2011年啦，今年十年前，啱就同一样大细嘅慈悲耶稣嘅画像呢，有两个教友就好高兴咁敲我门办公室，神父送俾你噶。我嗰次话咩嚟噶？慈悲耶稣话唔系，我话唔中意，唔好搞我咁啊！我乱铺冇地方摆啊！得啦，你摆门后边啦咁。我叫真系摆我办公室门后边啊！你真系摆得好啲都唔得嘅，摆门后边即系几真系呢句差唔多系摄政嘅，真系嗰时冇人犯啊！系咪然抗抗嘅咩？香港做制造嘅人啊，唉咁对呢啲嘢咧，啱佢哋冇咩嘢嘅。香港慣啦，好多嗰陣時都話慈悲耶穌，我冇啊，冇搞啊，香港唔搞冇理由去咁多人都搞噶嘛，係咪先？耶穌就好忍耐，耶穌忍耐。第日我行過喺聖堂，咁啊諗下諗下，唔知點突然間咧，即係耶穌係真係又好似嗰兩個啱啱糊塗，你行咗去嘅，我行咗去嘅啦嘛，佢兜篤啊！在圣多面度，佢圣多嗰度，佢兜翻我转头，嚟睇碰墙得嘅呢个啲碰墙得嘅。耶稣话，即系好似佢同我讲啊，我懵查查啫。但我一估，即系谂翻，即系耶稣唔若磅唔顶住我咧，根本就冇咗呢个意念嘅。咁后来我就揾阿张姑娘个妹妹啦，咁佢系秘书啊嘛，喺多伦多啊。我问佢呢度好唔好啊？咁样，咪大家参考一下。咁啊，结果就。将呢个慈悲耶稣嘅像咧，就供奉咗。唔到你唔信啊！供奉咗慈悲耶稣之后咧，圣堂嘅恩典咧滚滚而来啊，无可抗拒啊！真系呢幅画，其实都呢幅圣像摆开始摆嘅时候咧，都有好多意义嘅。咦？又话大一制，又话唔啱，又话唔好。我觉得我都心痛嘅，耶稣大啲咪好啦，就唔好唔紧要啦。既然系咁大就咁大啦，系咁大啦，就咁摆供奉，真系慈悲耶稣咧。佢唔介意，我介意啫。耶稣唔介意，成日俾人闹惯啊。耶稣系咪喺苦难里边，边段路佢冇俾人闹，边段路冇俾人踢过，边段路冇俾人退过口水，边段路冇俾人讲个粗口。咒骂佢，成段路啊，根本当佢唔系人啊！如果你睇以撒而家先知书所形容嗰个人啊，那个麦西亚、那个羔羊啊， 不像人形啊！耶稣一一受落，所以耶稣咧真系好耐心。不过我觉得有个谱就好啲啦，你唔好再继续对耶稣不敬啦。我自己已经系好不敬噶啦，咁我唔希望我身边嘅人都咁不敬，所以唔介意啲人，我一定要供奉喺呢个慈悲耶稣喺我哋小圣堂。希望大家能够入圣堂咧，望多一眼耶稣。耶稣话过噶，佢边个喺我嘅画像望住相信？我祝福他们的。你很奇怪，是不是1935年的时候已经当傅天霞修女要求把这画像摆出来的时候，他全院的修女啊，是除了院长之外，个个都反对的，个个都当这个修女是癫的，这些东西想出来。所以教会已经有很多传统了嘛，已经耶稣圣心的，你还整到个慈悲耶稣出来，这样即当他是根本当他神经失常的。你看为耶稣做事的人呢，真的不是时时到到都被人一种赞誉的，你要受很多苦。傅天霞受累根本一生，他很早死，他33岁死，他有病，但是他受很多苦，精神上的虐待，修女那种眼目不是全神，是一种鄙视，是他神师支持着他，是他院长支持着他而已。你可以看到一个三年到公元2000年教会才正式公开承认慈悲耶稣是公开敬礼，是感谢教宗约翰保禄二世，今天现在这个时候他封圣了， 在罗马大教堂，此刻4点钟同步我们可以跟罗马教廷同步，我们一起庆祝教宗约翰保禄二世他成为一位圣者，更加让慈悲耶稣能够在我们心中烙印在我们的心灵里面。希望我们今天是一个新的开始，新的生活。 Although my homily is a little bit different, but the same thing, we just trust in the Lord, that's important. 因父及子及圣神之名。